Welcome back to K-Companion. I am Brittany.
And I'm Rachel.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week, we talk about what we are watching, listening to, and simply obsessing over. We've watched over 100 K-dramas, so we'll tell you what we think you should watch next and have random ramblings about all the things in between. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we are keeping up with. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today is another one of our two-episode tests. We have recently finished some K-dramas, so we're ready, maybe not, to start a new one. So we are doing a two-episode test of the K-drama A Daily Dose of Sunshine. A Daily Dose of Sunshine is available to stream on Netflix. All episodes are out right now, so we've only watched the first two. But like every K-drama watcher, we are just too busy trying to keep up with all the things for content that's out there, so we created the two-episode test. This allows us to give the K-drama enough effort to say we really tried it without giving up too much of our time because we are busy. So if we aren't super jazzed about it by the end of the second episode, we move on with no hard feelings. So, like I said, we've watched the first two episodes of A Daily Dose of Sunshine, and we're here to share our overall reactions, qualms, takeaways, questions, and if it passed our two-episode test, and if we'll keep watching or not. So, if you don't want any spoilers, here's your warning that we will talk about what happened in the first two episodes, but if you don't care about spoilers, let's just dive right in. Yeah. So what is A Daily Dose of Sunshine about?
So the synopsis reads, it's about a kind-hearted nurse working in the psychiatric ward who goes above and beyond to be a daily dose of sunshine for those under her care, despite the challenges coming her way.
Aww. It has 12 episodes on Netflix. Again, they're all out right now, so you can watch it if you so choose. And we have seen a couple of folks that are in this before. So the main girl is Park Bo-young, mm-hmm. who we've seen in Strong Girl and Doom at Your Service and Abyss. And who else do we have?
We have Yoo In-soo, who was in Uncanny Counter Season 2, All of Us Are Dead, Good Bad Mother, Alchemy of Souls. He's been in a bunch. We've yet to see him at this point, having watched the first two episodes. But we have seen Lee Jung-un, who is in Parasite, as well as Our Blues in Law School.
Yeah. So overall, I mean, we won't talk about every little thing that happened in the first two episodes. But one thing that, just to start off, she... Park Bo-young's character works in this psychiatric ward. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much what you would anticipate a psychiatric ward to be like.
Right.
But what I found really interesting is how they depict mental illness or mental health conditions. So it's just definitely like different than how I thought they would approach it. You know, I think stereotypically you see the person acting crazy and then you're like, you're a watcher. And in a lot of the scenarios where we're seeing these patients of the psychiatric ward dealing with their conditions, we are more seeing it from the inside, like their internal, what they're feeling, seeing all of that. And so it's nice. It's kind of different than what we've seen before with, you know, any depiction of mental health conditions or issues or anything like that. But I do think that you can't help but root for Park Bo-young's character because she's so empathetic.
Yes. She is the nurse that you want taking care of you, the one who will ask you how you're feeling and go, you know, the extra lengths to try and, in her capacity, make sure that you are doing the best you can be.
Yeah, and so we see a lot of her interactions with patients, which is great, but then we also see these interactions with other nurses and personnel that's maybe not so great.
Right. Well, and because she was transferred from internal medicine to the psychiatric ward, and so a lot of the first episode, you have the nurses in the psychiatric ward asking, being like, well, why is she over here now? Like, if she was fine over there, I'm curious, was like, is she difficult to work with? What was kind of the work balance sort of thing?
Yes. So we do see like the drama, the drama that comes with a hospital drama, right? Nurses and doctors and that tension that can happen there and work stress and all of that. I do think what is interesting is going into this, right? Like originally I think one of the, so that was the like Netflix synopsis mm-hmm. that we read, but one of the descriptions that we did say was in a previous episode, I think, was this nurse meets a proctologist who like he can't help but smile whenever she's around. Mm-hmm. And so going into the drama, knowing that synopsis of being like, okay, so something will happen between them. Well, the proctologist thinks he has OCD.
Right.
Right? And so it's not like, so I was going into it being like, okay, he's an angry doctor. Okay, he's somebody who like hates his job or something, until she comes about and he's
right.
And she's his daily dose of sunshine. No, not about that at all.
No.
It's more like he feels obsessive compulsive about cracking his knuckles. Mm-hmm. And so he goes to try and like talk to somebody about it. And then they're like, well, find something that you can kind of latch onto to get your mind off of your knuckles, right? And so that spin of things made me a little bit more excited to watch it, because I was thinking, oh, it's going to be this like curmudgeon-y doctor that she has to like be like, I feel like we've seen it over and over where it's like the cynical man
yes.
and then the really bubbly, like outgoing and kind of like quirky woman who has to like encourage him to be optimistic,
right?
But this feels a lot different.
It is different. And when we meet him, we're not exactly sure if we know he's a patient, but we don't know that he is actually a proctologist.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of the behaviors that he has when he talks about the fact that he has to crack his knuckles and that he can't stop, you're like, oh, okay.
You're like, okay, this guy is coming, like she interacts with him or moves away from him when she sees him on the bus.
Right.
And so you're thinking, okay, he's, you know, a patient and he's going to see a doctor. But no, this is a doctor going to see a doctor about this issue and possibly get, you know, diagnosed with OCD and all of that. But I think what's funny, and this is on me, is I didn't exactly know what a proctologist was going in until we're watching it and I said, oh, wait, no.
Yep.
He deals, that's, oh boy.
That's butt stuff.
Butt stuff. And yeah. So,
when we're watching it, you're like, no, wait, what?
Oh, no. And it's not all about him and his work, thank goodness, but it is one where I'm like, I don't need to be a part of it. Okay? But yeah, I think that the proctologist doctor man is very funny, very interesting, and also like a perfect kind of mediator, right? So like he all of a sudden starts to be more around Park Bo Young's character because he's like, hey, I feel kind of back to my old self without having to crack my knuckles and all of that.
Right.
So I'm excited to see where that goes, right? Because I do think that that will continue to flourish and they'll lean on each other a little bit more. But
and what is interesting too, just in the first two episodes that we've watched, the first episode dealt with a patient who was dealing with manic depressive disorder. And then the second was...
he's getting bullied at work.
Yes. Yeah. And social anxiety. That's what
social
it is.
Social anxiety,
So in talking about social anxiety in the second episode, it's interesting because there are elements to not only just the patient, but her character that kind of get influenced by thinking about these sort of disorders.
There's a name for that, and I don't remember what it is, but there is a term that they use for, like, medical students of all of a sudden you have everything that you're learning, right? Like you have this incredibly rare disease that you're learning about.
Right.
And then there's a name for whatever that like condition, like mental condition
right,
is.
Almost like you've convinced yourself.
You convinced yourself.
Because you know so much about it.
But I do think that in this case, it just seems like, you know, they're talking about, oh, social anxiety, like it can turn your stomach, or like you feel really nervous, or you're always wondering if people are talking about you. And I think her character does have that feeling. And then she has this instance where she overhears, like almost eavesdrops, but she overhears two of the doctors talking about her and how she was a nuisance to the team. So, and like the reason for her transfer. So it is one of those where you're just like, oh man, you can't help but feel for her. She is trying to do the right thing.
Right.
She helps that patient with social anxiety try to, you know, move to this separate hospital. He has this cat, and so there's like all of these personal ties, and she's an empath, so obviously she feels everything very fully. But I mean, obviously, like, we aren't nurses, we don't know the drama,
right.
But I think you can kind of tell the sense of urgency there versus like care, and you have to balance that, and that's pretty tough,
right?
But I do think as a medical drama goes, it's different than what we've seen previously. Like, I do feel like it's not Hospital Playlist.
No,
not at all. Okay, so that's a win for it.
Yeah.
But I do think that it is like super heavy. And I was reading something online on TikTok of, it was actually Dima. Mm-hmm. Dima Loves Dramas, I think is her name.
Yeah.
But Dima was saying, she's like, everything's so heavy recently. Mm-hmm. Like, can't even deal. So she's watching Twinkling Watermelon to try and lighten it up. Absolutely. I mean, do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But it is one where it's like, yeah, there are funny moments. Not necessarily the proctology bit. That wasn't super funny.
No, but
it was a little funny.
I think they add that in, and I think that was definitely measured in what they wanted to do, because you want to lighten it at times.
Yeah.
And you it can't be all very like heavy and hard.
Yes. And so I'm hopeful that balance will continue. I mean, the whole point is that she is a daily dose of sunshine. And so that's good. But the topics of mental health, let alone
and
like
healthcare
other healthcare, right?
Yeah.
So other things that happen in a hospital is very heavy. But I did think it was pretty well paced. I was interested in it. And Park Bo-young is just so, so wonderful in everything that she does. But what do you think? Do you think we'll keep watching?
I definitely, and I'm in this moment, I am interested in pursuing, because I think even just the little glimpses that we get of the proctologist doctor and her and their interactions, I think that they'll help each other a lot in kind of just making it through day to day. So I'm excited to see that relationship, as well as kind of just to see how it all pans out.
Yeah, I think I will keep watching too. It is tough that it's all released at once, because now I'm balancing with everything else. But I do think that it's interesting enough. Curious, just because of the way the first two episodes have gone, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen two different types of mental illness. And so I do think that it's going to continue on, where we just, each episode is going to be like
a new patient story and a
different mental condition. So I'm not super excited for that.
Yeah,
I think it just makes it really heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that is where I'm like, oh, there are so many, you know, we could go down a whole list, but it just feels like that's gonna make it really heavy. But I am excited for Park Bo-young's character's like growth within the team in the psychiatric ward, right? But we'll see her kind of grow and hopefully get a little bit more confidence, but also like just consensus with her team of, hey, we need to like treat these people like, not everybody can be treated the exact same,
right?
So like, let's make sure that we're being caring and all of that. So I'm somebody who's watched some seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and it feels very similar. Mm-hmm. Just those doctor nurse relationships
interactions
and all of that. Yeah. But yeah, I think if you like medical dramas, this is right up somebody's alley. It's because it's not the medical type drama where it's like surgeries.
Yeah, more at least in this moment, life and death situations.
It's not like Ghost Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Doctor had surgeries and like nastiness, and if you're squeamish, which I am, it's not so good. But like, so far, this is just, we're dealing with people
dealing with people and their behaviors and how they interact with the world.
So far, so good
on the
goriness. But so I think we'll keep watching.
I think it
definitely passes the two episode test, because those first two episodes are pretty interesting.
And they went by pretty quick.
Like, what are they, an hour?
They were a little over an hour each.
Yeah,
and yet
they did go by quick.
Didn't feel like it.
No. I'm excited. We'll keep watching A Daily Dose of Sunshine. And what is our music pick of the week?
So for those that don't know, Stray Kids released their comeback of Rockstar. And so we are featuring La 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 La, Stray Kids.
It's a bop.
It's really good.
The whole album, like, it's definitely different than what they've done previously. Like, it has a different, I don't know, edgier sound.
It's funny, when I was listening to it, I was trying to think of, like, I don't know, what it makes me feel in terms of like atmosphere, right? And it just reminds me of like a lot of electric, almost futuristic kind of
rock
sound.
Star.
Yeah.
And I do think that like it is you could kind of see the progression, right? From like Maxident to five star to now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it's like, if you like Maxident, you might not like Rockstar.
Yeah, this is just
it's
a bit
very
more different.
Edgy.
Yeah.
So I mean, I still liked it. There were some good bops on there. La 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 being one.
Yes.
And I like Blind Spot.
Blind Spot's so good.
Complex is
good.
That's good. Yeah. So it's a different sound, though. And I think it is going to be a little bit more scary. And so But I am excited for their comeback and everything that we can expect come from Stray Kids. So what were you watching last night?
So I binged.
No way!
Yeah. Duna by... It's on Netflix.
Rude.
Yes.
Rude.
I didn't... Last week.
No
I didn't,
way.
It was something that I had seen on I don't know, socials of being like, okay, well, I don't want to get spoiled.
Bro,
so
no.
So I... That 9 episodes at Rude. Like 45 minutes apiece. It was so good.
That's great.
Don't you worry, friend. I have... May I help you? It is... We're moving. We're doing it.
This is why... Okay. This is why... You have 120.
Yeah.
Yeah. K-drama's finished, and I'm at like 108. Okay. I'm always gonna be 10 behind because you freaking just sit and you just binge it, and I don't like to binge shows.
Which is fine.
I like to live my life.
You don't have to. I as well. I just work it around.
Jeez.
But yes, that was one I highly recommend. And then yes, working on May I Help You. We're obviously still going strong with Strong Woman Namsoon.
Yes. We're still watching that. Yeah. And I finished Extraordinary You.
Yay.
Woo. Yeah. I was very close to finishing it last episode. So it's, yeah, no surprise.
Finally done.
Finally made it. So yeah, really like that one. No more Rowoon for me.
Well,
for
a minute. You I might watched. Need a break from him for
I know,
a second.
I know. I'm having a little bit of withdrawals because I have so much Rowoon in my life and all the TV and everything. So
every single... You're just going to expect now every TV show that
he's
going to pop up.
He's going to show up in A Daily Dose of Sunshine. Yep. Like, just as a patient or
just
something.
Just because. Yep.
Because he, you know, has all this time, I guess. He's the busiest man.
Yeah.
So Extraordinary You is done. We'll continue watching Strong Woman Namsoon and A Daily Dose of Sunshine and might start another. I say it every week, but may start another one. I don't know. I don't have a lot of bandwidth to just binge it in one sitting like some
I
of us.
I didn't binge it in one sitting, but that's fine.
Might as well. So, anyways, this is a real shock. Rude. That's fine. So, as a heads up, next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we are gonna take a break.
Yes.
So, next week we'll be off. We'll be back the final week of November to catch up about all the things. And
yeah, and while you won't have a new episode from us in hyphen, we'll be on Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade if you happen to catch it.
That's really why we can't record.
Yeah, we're too busy
catching in hyphen at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So that's what we have going on. We'll let you know on socials when we're back, but be sure to follow us on Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok to keep up with all the things that we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next week.